This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الكريم عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We continue our series titled نبلاء حول المصطفى, Noble Ones Around the Chosen One, Snapshots and Anecdotes from the Lives of Phenomenal People who lived by the side of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. We have touched upon the family of Sumayyah, the household of Sumayyah, the first family to embrace Islam and who produced the first two martyrs in Islam. And we were moved by the inspirational example of the little shepherd boy who became the model reciter of the Holy Quran, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Tonight we focus on Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. Unlike Sumayyah and Yasir, who came and were foreigners, Ethiopian and Yemeni, unlike Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who was a shepherd boy in Mecca, Mus'ab was very different. Mus'ab ibn Umair grew up in the lap of luxury and affluence. Historians and narrators describe Mus'ab as the most charming of the Meccans, handsome and youthful. He was considered the flower of the teenagers of Quraysh. His rich parents were Umayr and Khunnas, and they lavished every attention upon him and spoiled him to the extent that they say in Mecca some people were rich, they were known by the clothes they wore. He was known not only by the shoes he wore, he was also called A'tar Ahli Makkah, the most perfumed person in Makkah. In other words, you know, some of these perfumes are extremely expensive. And he was known by his smell before he came around. You didn't have to look at him. You could smell him come around the corner because no one could afford the perfume he was wearing. This is the affluence and the wealth of Mus'ab ibn Umair. And he grew up in that. He attended once a secret meeting of the few early Muslims in a place called the Darul Arqam. It was the house, a safe house, where the early Muslims, the few Muslims, secretly met at the house of Arqam ibn Abi Arqam. And at his first meeting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was touched and overwhelmed by what he heard and what he saw, and he embraced Islam immediately. Now this Mus'ab, young as he was and spoiled as he was a decisive young man, and he declared his acceptance of Islam together with Ammar and Sumayyah and Yasir. His mother was the wealthy and influential Khunnas binti Malik, a woman of extraordinary wealth, of extraordinary power, perhaps the only one who could rival Khadija as far as wealth was concerned, a dominant personality who could easily arouse terror and fear amongst people because of the influence she had, financial influence. And when she heard her son Mus'ab ibn Umair became Muslim, she was infuriated. And she actually imprisoned him in home. In other words, he could not leave the house. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu escaped from home and sailed together with Ja'far ibn Abu Talib among the first 17 people who crossed the Red Sea into Abyssinia in northeast Africa, present day Ethiopia. And then after a while they heard that things were okay in Mecca, he came back, and then he returned to Abyssinia, and then he came back before the Rasul went on migration himself to Medina. He went to his mother when he came back and conveyed the message once again to her. He was much bigger now. And she said to him, قَسْمًا بِالثَّوَاقِبِ لَا أَدْخُلْ فِي دِينِكَ فَيُزْرَى بِرَأِي وَيُضْعَفْ عَقَلِي. She said to him, I swear by the shooting stars, I shall not enter your religion even if my opinion becomes ridiculed and even if my mind becomes weakened. In other words, there's no way I'll become a Muslim. Mus'ab ibn Umair nonetheless had an exceptional keen mind, a tenacious will and resolute determination. And he was chosen by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the first envoy to go to Yathrib at that time. And there was a few Muslims, some people took bay'ah by the Rasul at the Pledge of Aqaba. And he went to teach Islam to those people, the Quran and some of the teachings of Islam, to the nascent community in Yathrib, before the Rasul went from Makkah to Yathrib, which later became Medina. So he played a pivotal role in paving the way for Rasulullah and for other Muslims to be welcomed in Medina. He was eloquent in speech and known to be beautiful and refined in his character. And one incident, while teaching the people in Yathrib, he was violently confronted by a man, a powerful nobleman of Yathrib. His name was Usayd bin Khudayr. And here we learn how the Prophet Sunnah touched them. And this man was very brazen and very abusive. And he was a noble man, he had a tremendous amount of power. So Mus'ab tells him in his refined way, أَوَلَا تَجْلِسْ فَتَسْتَمِعْ. Why don't you sit down and listen? فَإِنْ رُضِيْتَ أَمَرَنَا قَبِلْتَهُ وَإِنْ كَرِيْتَهُ كَفَفْنَا عَنْكَ مَا تَكْرَى. Sit down and listen. If you are satisfied with what you hear, perchance you may agree with me. And if not, then I'll just stop and prevent discussion about what you dislike. In other words, I'll speak, you hear. If you don't like it, you stop speaking about it. Usayd bin Khudayr left and he came back after a while taking the Shahada. And when he came, he was known to be a person of great reason. A person who was very powerful but real reasonable and very powerful orator and logical. And when he embraced Islam, many people said, if Usayd, who's so argumentative and so knowledgeable, embraces Islam, let's go hear what Mus'ab had to say. So the confrontational attitude that he had eventually became a gateway when he became Muslim, that many people embraced Islam subsequent to that. But primarily because of the refined manner in which Mus'ab was able to engage people and how he responded to detractors in the most positive way, embodying that Quranic command, اُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعَدِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Invite to Allah with wisdom, not knowledge. Knowledge is there, but wisdom and beautiful preaching. This once rich boy, model of elegance, fashionable teenager of Makkah, when he was in Medina, focused on taking care of other people, placing other people's needs before his own needs, and thus lived a very austere and simple life. Due to this, he didn't focus on his clothing, and sometimes the clothing were tattered. And it was said that some of the children, rich children in Yathrib, would say to him, you were rich and wealthy and you left your wealth and richness for this? And he responded, I have lost nothing and gained everything. I have traded the temporary pleasures of this world for the permanence of the hereafter. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on, when he came to Medina, he noticed Mus'ab's condition and he said, لَقَدَ رَأَيْتُ مُسْعَبًا هَذَا وَمَا بِمَكَّةَ فَتَى أَنْعَمَ عِنْدَ أَبْوَيْهِ مِنْهُ ثُمَّ تَرْكَ ذَلِكَ كُلُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He said, I saw this Mus'ab when he was a young man in Makkah. There was nobody more pampered, nor affluent, more privileged than him. And he left all of those privileges because he loved Allah and his Rasul. At the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet called upon Mus'ab to carry the flag of Islam. It's very important in those times when you carry the flag, it means even if you one person left, they are still fighting. When the flag falls, it's almost like surrender. The Rasul asked him to carry the flag at Uhud. The Muslims were winning at the beginning of the battle and eventually they were losing and they were lost a lot of lives. Mus'ab ibn Umair was struck. He lost his one arm. And he still fought with the one arm. He took the flag and put it under the armpit of the arm that was cut off. And he said, and then the rumor came out after that the Rasul was killed. I think you are aware the Rasul was injured at Uhud, and the rumor went out that he was killed, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, messengers before have passed away. And he continued, and then they struck his other arm. Both arms were lost, And narrators say that he held the flag between the stumps of his broken hands until they hit him with a spear and he died. Still saying, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Messengers before him passed away. The words that he repeated were read tonight in Taraweeh. Allah took his words and revealed it. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ رُسُولٌ أَفَإِمَّاكَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَرَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولُ. The words he repeated, Allah took it and gave it to us as a revelation. Messengers before I passed away. Don't turn your back even if the Prophet has to be killed. After the battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions went through the battlefield, bidding farewell to the martyrs of Uhud. When they came to Mus'ab's body, tears flowed from all the companions. And Khabbar bin al-Arat, one of the companions, said, هاجرنا مع رسول الله في سبيل الله نبتغي وجه الله فوجب أجرنا على الله فمنا من مضى ولم يأكل من أجره في الدنيا من شيء منهم مصعب بن عمير قتل يوم أحد. He said, some of us migrated with Rasulullah and our reward was only with Allah. Some died and some gained nothing except the greatness in the eyes of Allah, but no material gain from this world. Mus'ab was one of those martyrs who died at Uhud. Then they go on to say that this Mus'ab wore these kind of clothes and perfume. There was no cloth to bury him. The cheapest thing you can have today is kafan. There was not enough cloth to bury him. His clothes itself was not sufficient to cover his body. Ya Rasulullah, when you cover his head, his feet is open. When you cover his feet, his head is open. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اجعلوا مما يلي رأسه واجعلوا على رجليه من نبات الإذخر. Cover his top part of the body with a cloth and the rest stick shrubs and cover his feet with it. And the Prophet cried and he said, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عهد الله عليه. They are among the believers, people who indeed were true to the covenant. And Mus'ab was one of those. He was unique in that. He was among the earliest Muslims who migrated to Abyssinia, twice in fact, and then to Yathrib and paved the way for Rasulullah before the Rasul came to what was later Medina. He was unique in the sense that people normally escape prison to go home. He was imprisoned in home. Pragmatic envoy of the Rasul who paved the way for Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the migration of the Muslims to Medina and became a doorway for Islam in Yathrib. And therefore they refer to him as Awwalu Safirul Islam, the first ambassador in the history of Islam. That one was known by his perfume, did not have sufficient clothes to bury himself. He died a martyr and one of the great ones in the history of Islam. May Allah grant him the best in Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.